So another punt here for Pella. Stovey and Lux deep to receive as Thomas looks to boot it away with a little under 11 to go, first half of play. Thomas shanked the last one. This one much, much better. And it will be returned by Stovey at his own 5. He tries to bring it out to the 10. He's got to get to the corner. Here goes Stovey. He's at the 30, needs a blocker. He gets one, tiptoes the sideline, and he's out of bounds. Boy, had he stayed in bounds, he goes the distance. What a return.
Initially, I did not think he was going to get to the wall that Xavier does such a nice job of developing, but he had one defender to beat first. When he got to it, there was nobody there.
It's like Dante Hall, the Chiefs. You know, they had that stretch where every time he's running back touchdowns. Boy, Stovey has just been tremendous these last few games.
Well, nevertheless, good field position for the Saints at their own 42-yard line. Boy, the Peller punter, he's been feast or famine. Two really good punts and one very less than average.
Boy, this is a huge drive for both teams. Xavier already up 10-0. Second quarter action. Boy, you put this in for another 6. Schulte keeps this, but he's dropped in the backfield by Brendan Davidson. First time we've called his name tonight, a backup linebacker. They do give him a gain of a yard for Schulte.
It's the triple option there. Schulte kept the ball after pulling the ball out of Drahuzzle's belly, but well defended by Pella.
Second down and 9. Xavier 10, Pella nothing in this 3A title game. I formation. And this time the give to Stovey. Cuts it back to the left side to the 49-yard line. He'll be shy of the first down marker. Good run there by Stovey.
Josh Volk, number 73, the 6'4", 290-pound sophomore for the Saints, pulled on that play to spring Stovey free for that positive yardage. He has really gotten better and better as the entire offensive line has done week to week. But with him being a sophomore his size, Saints are looking good the next couple of years in the O-line.
They're also going to bring back Wyatt Johnson, who's a junior.
Great point.
This time Schulte takes it right up the gut. He was hit right near the marker. Mike, you think he's short?
I do. Unless they get a great spot, he's going to be just short. And I wouldn't be surprised if, even though the Saints are leading 10-0, if Coach Schulte might go for it here.
Well, you're in Pella territory now.
Might try to draw him off. Sometimes they'll go up and either run a quick count or they'll go on a longer count than the norm.
They are short. They are going to go for it.
Crowd is getting loud on both sides.
High formation here for Xavier. Schulte under center. Give to Stovey. Gets past the first tackler. Powers forward for the first down, Xavier.
Traditionally this year, Schulte is quarterback sneak, but they had 3 linemen on the center, and they gave the ball, which is always a risk, handing to the tailback 7 yards deep. Good push by the O-line, and Stovey again, after the initial hit, bounced forward for 2-3 more yards to pick up that first down. What a gutsy call, Morgan.
He bounced off a 6'2", 230-pound Lucas Warner. Bounced right out. He ran right over him.
He sure did.
This time, Drahuzzle, little to no way. He's going to pick up 3-4 yards. Just the yards after contact are incredible in this game.
That's really been one of the storylines so far on almost every play, no matter who the Saint ball carrier has been. They picked up at least 2 yards after contact tonight. That's determination. Saints starting to chew up some clock now in this quarter, Morgan.
Yes, they are. Already under 8 to play in the second quarter. Carry here, it's Stovey, and a penalty flag on the play as he was wrestled down by Cade Van Vliet.
I believe we're going to have a holding call on one of the Saints' offensive linemen as that play was stretched to the right side. They're going to catch an offensive lineman 3 yards deep in the backfield who I believe grabbed a little jersey I saw from up here. That is the call, holding.
Yep.
So hard to fight that urge when you get beat and it's going to where the play is going, not to grab on because that defender beats you. But one of the few penalties tonight for the Saints.
Sure.
It's going to bring up a second and long, however.
Yeah, ball placed all the way back in midfield. Shotgun here for Schulte. He'll look to throw a little bubble screen. He hits Scott. And a good gain down to the 43-yard line. Good play call there.
Yeah, Nate Lux had a good block on the defender who lined it up across from Scott there. So that 8-yard play at least brings it back to a third and 10, the original line of scrimmage here, and might be in four down territory again for the Saints where they're at on the field.
Good point. Schulte comes to the line. He's going to go under center with trips to his right. Schulte looking right, now looks back left, and he hits his fullback, Drahazel. First down, Drahazel. He may go 10, 5, dives, touchdown, Xavier. 43 yards.
Drahazel, four receptions on the season now, three touchdowns. You mentioned that earlier. What a play call. And watch Drahazel. They're showing the video board, the speed and then the blow he delivers at the goal line.
He ran over Reese Snell, the running back. Strong safety for Pella. 16-0 Xavier. Pending the PAT, it's up. It is good. And Xavier putting a pounding on the Little Dutch here in this first half. It's 17-0. We'll be back in 90 seconds on Classic KMRY.